Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the H2 and FY25 conference call of BEW Engineering Limited. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements which are based on beliefs, opinions and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involves risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to hand over the conference to Mr. Rohan Prakash Lade, Managing Director of BEW Engineering. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Hello?
Yes, Rohan, so we can hear you.
Yeah, okay, I'll just start then. Yeah. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the earnings conference calls of BEW Engineering for the second half and year ended 31st March 2025. I welcome you all. It's a pleasure to have all of you over here. I appreciate everyone's presence here today. Joining in the call with me is our CFO, Mr. Yogesh Darekar, and our investor relations team from AdFactors. Prior to this call, we have uploaded the updated presentation. I believe everyone had the opportunity just to go through it. So let me begin by saying that FY24 has been a year of very steady progress, despite facing headwinds in some of our key end-user industries. We have remained focused on building long-term capabilities, improving operational efficiencies, and strategically positioning BEW Engineering for the next phase of sustainable growth. To just start with, I would like to provide a concise summary of who we are, the market dynamics we are navigating, key recent achievements, and our strategic outlook going ahead. So BEW Engineering had made a very strong progress over the past years, basically founded in 2011. We had established ourselves as one of the leading designers and manufacturers of process equipment for the pharmaceuticals, chemicals, and specialty chemical industries. Our product portfolio spans into the various categories, out of which six of them are in dryers and three of them are in filters. It is designed for high performance, quality, and customization. We currently enjoy a market share of approximately 40% in our segment. Our equipments are widely used across pharmaceutical sterile applications, fine chemicals, agrochemicals, specialty chemicals, pesticide, dyes, and some in food industries as well. As an ASME and a UN ASTM certified manufacturer since 2016 and a listed entity on the NSE SME platform since 2021, we remain committed to innovation, precision, and customer satisfaction. Today, our products have reached global markets, including Japan, Germany, Israel, U.S., and Southeast Asia. Global chemicals, specialty chemicals, agrochemicals companies reported their fourth quarter of FY24 and 2024 results, growth primarily driven by the volume growth. EBITDA pricing remained subdued. Prolonged period of the global inventory destocking in the chemicals and the specialty chemical sectors was largely over by the end of year 2024. However, the agrochemical segment is still struggling with inventory pressures. Nonetheless, the intensity has moderated substantially. Despite the inventory challenges, agrochemicals companies posted year-on-year volume growth during 2024 amidst a challenging pricing environment. After a modest year of performance, chemical companies' outlook for 2025 remains mixed, with some expressing concerns about demand recovery, while others remain a bit optimistic. Even with the optimistic view, demanded growth is expected to be gradual. Agrochemicals companies expect volume growth in 2025 and further elevating inventories. However low farm product prices can play a spoil sport. Yet, companies remain skeptical on pricing environment. Volume recovery across global chemicals, specialty chemicals, agrochemicals is likely to add growth for the Indian chemical sector, without any material support expected from pricing. Given the critical role of filters and the dryers in ensuring safety, serviceability, and process efficiency, we still see rising demand and significant opportunities for our company to scale further through product innovation and capacity expansion. I am very proud enough to celebrate this milestone with BW marking over 10 years of manufacturing as the ASMEU stamped pressure vessels and process equipment that meet the highest industry standards. The recent export of our agitated pressure nudge filter to United States is a significant achievement and strength of our presence in the global market. This accomplishment not only reflects our technical capabilities, but also reaffirms our commitment to delivering safe, reliable, and high-quality solutions to our customers worldwide. It is with the deep sorrow that we have to inform you of the passing of our chairman, Mr. Prakash Lade, Director of BW Engineering, on December 29, 2024. Mr. Lade was a very much integral part of our organization and a true pillar of strength whose vision leadership played a very pivotal role in shaping this company. His absence leaves us a profound void, and the entire BW family deeply mourns this loss. We extend our heartfelt condolences through this in these difficult times. I am thrilled to share some exciting news that fills up with immense pride. BW Engineering recently successfully delivered its latest innovation in the pharmaceutical industry, which is a closed-loop conical mixer dryer integrated with a closed box for containment. Entrusted with this project by a prestigious domestic pharmaceutical manufacturer, we are proud to have not only met but exceeded their expectations. It is a great privilege to welcome the National Institute of Pharmaceutical Research and Development delegation to our facility. It was a great opportunity to strengthen our relationship with NIPRD and reinforce our commitment to supporting the mission to advance pharmaceutical research and development in Nigeria. Additionally, we have successfully delivered a state-of-art soil and containment suitable cantilever autocon vacuum dryer for experimental and pharmaceutical sector. This latest innovation reaffirms BW's commitment to provide high-quality customized solutions for the pharmaceutical industry. And we recently also launched one of the vacuum tray dryers of 96 trays with Halar coated, which was provided with complex system like heating system, cooling system, and a vacuum pump. We successfully delivered a lab-scale equipment to one of our valued clients and also benefited a fully integrated RCVD, a system with a 3 kilo gross capacity tailored for high quality and stringent demands of pharmaceutical and active pharmaceutical ingredient production. As we continue to grow and innovate, my focus remains on ensuring that we meet the evolving needs of our clients while upholding the highest standards of safety and performance in every product we create. Our current order book stands strong at rupees 80 crores, and we anticipate this to grow to 150 crores by the end of FY26. The order book composition reflects our strength and customer demands, which with filter dryers accounting to 70% of it, and paddle and some other dryers to 20%, and the remaining 10% will be mixers, blenders, and some other products. These are the key growth areas where BW has continued to innovate and meet high standards of quality and innovation. In our export market, we are seeing strong traction, especially in Africa, where we expected significant growth. Roughly 40% of the revenue is derived from repeat customers, a clear indicator of our product's reliability and the value we provide. We are proud to serve some of the most respected names in the industry. Our largest client this year was Harman Phenochem, which contributed nearly 25% of the total revenue. Other Manicure clients like SRF, Piramal, Cipla, Sabic, Lupin, Mylan, Paramel, they have remained an integral part of our growth strategy, currently contributing 20% of our revenue. We are actively exploring new opportunities also in Africa, in Japan, Middle East, South Africa, Israel, and Russia to expand this base further. Looking to the future, we are actively executing our growth strategy focused on capacity expansion, new product development, and export marking penetration. I am pleased to share that the expansion on the newly acquired neighboring land is also now 90% complete. sorry, 90% complete, is expected to be operational by mid-May. Sorry, month end or by mid-June. The expansion will nearly double our production capacity and position us to achieve our target of 175 crores revenue by FY26 and going ahead close to 300 by FY27. We are targeting an EBITDA margin of close to 20%, while the commissioning of our new facility and a focus strategy on reducing inventory cycles, we are confident that our operational efficiencies will continue to improve. We recognize the challenges posed by high inventory levels, largely due to our strategy of stocking specialized raw materials in advance. However, we are taking steps to normalize our inventory cycles to around 200 days, and our working capital cycles are improved through more disciplined procurement on immediate payment terms. On the financial side, we are targeting a 20% reduction in debt, which will enhance our balance sheet strength and cash flow visibilities. Coming to the half-yearly financial performance and the full-yearly, I think our CFO, Mr. Yogesh, would guide you through all the figures. Yogesh, can you please give them all the financial performances?
Hello. Good afternoon, everyone.
Yes, Yogesh, we can hear you.
Coming to the half-year financial performance. Revenue from the operations for the half year was rupees 83.26 crores in second half year financial 25, as against rupees 55.20 crores in H2 FY24, a year on year increase of 50.83% by strong execution of orders, improved demand from key sectors like pharma and specialty chemical, and better capacity utilization. EBITDA excluding other income was at rupees 9.80 crores in H2 FY25 as against rupees 15.72 crores in H2 FY24, decrease of 37.68% year on year, mainly due to the sharp rise in raw material expenses, which more than doubled year on year, impacting gross margins. Additionally, higher employee and operating expenses contributed to increased total expenditure. EBITDA margin was 11.77% as against 28.48% year on year, decrease of 1671 BPS. Profit after tax stood at rupees 6.13 crores in H2 FY25 compared to rupees 19.38 crores in H2 financial year 24, year on year decrease of 34.65%. PAT margin was at 7.37% as against 17%, year on year decrease of 963 BPS. Earning per share stood at rupees 4.69 in H2 FY25 compared to rupees 32.22 in H2 FY24, year-on-year decrease of 85.44%. Coming to our full-year financial performances, revenue from operations for the year ended was rupees 134.36 crores in FY25 as against rupees 120.76 crores in FY24, a year-on-year increase of 11.26%. On account of strong order execution, particularly in H2 FY25, higher demand for the company's specialized process equipment, improved client traction, including repeat orders from domestic and international clients. EBITDA excluding other income was at rupees 20.40 crores in financial 25 as against rupees 23.91 crores in financial 24, decrease of 14.70% year on year. EBITDA margin was at 15.18% as against 19.80% year-on-year, decrease of 4.62 BPS. Profit after tax was rupees 12.16 crore in financial year 25 compared to rupees 13.56 crore in financial year 24, year-on-year decrease of 10.36%. PAT margin of 9.05% as against 11.23%, year-on-year decrease of 218 BPS. Earning per share stood at rupees 9.30 in financial year 25 compared to rupees 56.56 in financial year 24. Now I am happy to open the floor for any questions you may have. Thank you for your attention. Over to Mr. Rohan Dade, Managing Director.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have our first question from the line of Garvit from Invest Analytics. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I Arun?
Yes.
Good afternoon, sir. My first question is on the margins front. Our margins have been very much fluctuating historically, and I want to understand from you the reason for the same, because the range of fluctuation is broader. It is like we have not been able to pass on the raw material hike to our end customers. So can you please put some color on that?
I mean, you are saying the reason for the margin drop, right?
Yes, and over the years, fluctuations has been very high.
Yeah, see, I think the fluctuations mainly happened due to the raw material prices. If you see, the raw material prices are inflated in last couple of years. So because of that, the margins will find different margins across the half year and then the next half of the year. And the reason for the drop in the margins is mainly due to the two factors. One is the if you see the last year, and if you see there is a drop in the export business this year. And also since the domestic market, especially is comprised of the pharmaceutical and the chemical, those two sectors were not doing that good. They were a little bit on the downside, I would say. So because of that, with respect to the margin pressure in the domestic market, so the margins had dropped a bit, dropped down as compared to the previous year.
So what is the outlook from here onwards, looking at FY23?
See, at least in last couple of months, what I have seen going ahead, a lot of capex now I am seeing taking place with a lot of customers in the pharmaceuticals as well as in agrochemicals. So yes, I think going ahead, I think generally I have seen in the industry that whenever there is a sudden boom happening in the industry, like if you see after COVID, there were huge expansions in 2020-21, and after that, then there was a sudden drop in that in the requirements. But again, now I am seeing those requirements going up, because in last couple of months we have closed down a good orders from a very good reputed customers in pharmaceuticals. So now that capex are also very much visible. Earlier, the capex were there, but I think customers also were not going ahead, maybe due to their internal reasons. But now we can see that they're also going ahead with those capex. So basically, I would say industry was under a bit of a wait and watch mode earlier due to the uncertainty in the global market, mainly because of the policy changes expectations in the US also. So, but now I think I can see that now they are going ahead with the capex slowly. So definitely this year should be better.
And you mentioned about earlier they were on hold due to global uncertainties. Those uncertainties are still existing because the tariff situation is not yet cleared. So how do you see, like you are mentioning you are getting some good orders in the last 1.5 months pharma company. And today I think one of the pharma company got a big long-term agreement as well from a global pharma company. So that may also essentially lead to some orders to you. So I'm asking from the perspective of the continuity of these orders in FY26. Like we are having currently an order book of 80 crores. How do you see this order book to shape up in FY26? And what is the guidance for FY26 in the terms of revenue?
Going ahead, definitely I would see that more order book will be built up. As I told that, yes, a lot of capex are happening now, and mostly all those capex are also getting closed also. So earlier, like, customers were taking a lot of time to close those capex, but now I can see a bit of a fast forward going on everywhere. So going ahead, yes, we will definitely booking more orders and earlier, like last year, we were a bit hesitant because of neighboring the expansion which we did, that was also not under completion. But now that at the completion, we will be able to take more orders so that we have that confidence that we will be able to deliver all those orders well on time. Earlier, there was a bit of a doubt in our mind that even though we'll take those orders, would be able in position to complete those orders on time. But now the expansion we are nearing completion, so definitely we are now focusing to increase our order book also, so that we can deliver the products in a much quicker way as compared to the last year.
And what is the guidance for FY26? Revenue guidance.
Sorry?
Revenue guidance, top line.
I'm not able to hear you. Venue.
Revenue guidance, top line, sales guidance.
Sorry, I'm not understanding. What?
So he's asking revenue guidance. See.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes?
So he's asking revenue guidance.
Revenue, okay. This year. We are expecting, revenue-wise, we are targeting somewhat 175 CR this year with a 15% EBITDA.
How much, sir? Sorry, I missed that.
15% EBITDA.
No, top line.
175
CR. 175, okay, and 15% EBITDA. Like, EBITDA margin is going to sustain from here. That's what you are saying.
Yes.
Got it, sir. Thank you very much, sir, and we'll get back to you. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you.
We have our next question from the line of Agastya Dave from CAO Capital. Please go ahead.
Am I clearly audible?
Yes.
Sir, I'll have to repeat the question about the margin. So what I thought was the entire point of keeping a large inventory was to protect ourselves from random fluctuations and steep volatility in raw material prices. Now, like last quarter, somebody had asked you, the last con call that you did, somebody had asked you about margin guidance and you had given 21% to 22%. Today you are saying 15% guidance for next year. And this is happening when we have, on a revenue of 134 crores. We have an inventory of 117 crores. And last year also, we had 100 crore plus inventory. So where are we going wrong? We are carrying so much inventory, yet we are taking such substantial hits on our because of raw materials. So what's the point of keeping such a large working capital? So that's the first question. Second question is, on the working capital, even the receivables have spiked quite substantially in terms of number of days. So we are from 12, 13 crores, we have gone to 40 crores. That's 30% of sales. So whichever way I look at it, I fail to understand what exactly has happened here. And what are the normalized levels? Because in the opening remarks, I believe your CFO mentioned 20% margins, but to the previous participant, you have replied 15% margins. I have like two requests here. First, with such volatility, kindly start providing quarterly numbers because we can't have like a 6 months gap and then suddenly like a dramatically different picture appears. And second, sir, whenever we are discussing numbers on the same call, we are hearing two different numbers. So which one should we take? And we are working with the publicly disclosed numbers, but the publicly disclosed numbers need to be accurate. Please, like, be a little bit more careful if the numbers are being given out, then at least there has to be some, like, thought process behind it. So can you just, like, explain this? That would be very helpful.
Yeah, I understood what you are saying over here with respect to the margins and everything. And with respect to the high inventories also. Basically, see, the high inventories which we had kept, it's basically for a different type of a raw material. It was a nickel-based alloy raw materials which we had kept the high inventories. And it was, those inventories were kept with the particular order which was expected to come up in this year. But unfortunately, I think it was mostly into the Bangladesh. But I think what happened at the start of the year.
Yeah, that got canceled.
So because so that inventory is still like that only. It has not gone down. And also in the domestic market, like last year, this nickel-based inventory, if you see the last year, it contributed mostly 40% of our turnover, this orders.
Right.
But this year we have seen a drop in those particular nickel alloy orders. At least at the start of the start, at least at the start of this year, there was a huge drop. But I think in the last 6 months, at least in last few months, I saw a little bit pickup, but not that much. But still, by the closing year, I think we did 40% in the last year, and this year, and current FY year, which is the last FY year, we were hardly 20%, I guess, 20-25% we did quarter. So because of that, the inventory cycles for those particular raw materials are still there. And because we work into nickel alloys also, and we are working into stainless steel also.
Right.
So a lot of orders this year were more of stainless steel, were not of nickel alloys. So stainless steel, we don't keep that much stock because it is something which is readily available in the market. And so we don't keep that much stock of stainless steel inventories. But this nickel alloy is a very costly material. I also it takes time also to manufacture those equipment, so that's why we are keeping those stock.
Right.
So that was the reason the inventories are still on the higher side. And also, last time when we had spoken about this EBITDA, because we had a good order book also at that time, but I think, as I told, we saw the drop in the orders later on. So because of that, in the next half of the year, we were not able to maintain those margins also. And with the with the pressure also of the domestic market was not that performing that well. So whatever requirements which were coming and which we saw that, yes, we can take those orders, but the margin up will be there. But again, looking at the quantum and everything, because again, the order book has also to be maintained by us. So looking at that, we little bit compromised on the margins and we took those orders also. So that's why you will see that's why the drop has come in the EBITDA right now.
Understood, sir. But you are seeing pickup now in the market.
Sorry?
You are now seeing CapEx picking up, as you said.
Yes. At least up to March now, over the last 2 months, I have seen a lot of customers are now closing down with the orders. As I told you, we recently got some 2-3 orders from the very reputed customers and a very big name in the pharma. Hopefully it will be the same going over everywhere because we are seeing new requirements also coming up.
Understood.
So that's why why I'm expecting it will grow.
Sir, one follow-up now to what you a comment you made during your opening remarks that there will be a 20% drop in the inventory. Either you did or your CFO did. I may be slightly mistaken there. So you mean as of now, the inventory as a percentage of revenue is 87%. Do you guys mean that this will drop to 60%, 67%? Or do you see the 117 absolute number dropping by 20%? What exactly did you mean by the 20%?
Not absolute, drop? I would say. I think somewhere in the range of 65 to 70, yes, it will drop.
Understood. Okay. Great, sir. Sir, I have then, again, I'll repeat the request that I made. Kindly start giving quarterly numbers.
We'll try our best to do that. Definitely.
And you need not report, like, fully audited numbers. Nobody does. You need not even report the full P&L. Just give a sense of what the order book is looking like, how much revenue was booked during the quarter, and what were the margins like. And if there is a CapEx which is going on, now we have just finished our CapEx. If you can give, like, every quarter, if there is a CapEx which is ongoing, just an update on that, update on what the inquiry pipeline is looking like, some commentary. It will hardly take you 10 minutes to write a one-paragraph press release and just post it on the exchanges if you are not giving quarterly results. But a good practice would be to start giving quarterly reports voluntarily. It's just a good practice, sir. And second, sir, just on the numbers also, sir, kindly be careful. Because again, as I said, there were two different numbers for EBITDA in this very call and a dramatically different EBITDA number last call. So kindly keep that into your consideration. Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity, sir. All the best.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Manish Kela, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi. Thank you for taking up my question. So I have three questions essentially for the management. One is, sir, you talked about revenue guidance of 135 crores for this year, right? And your
yes.
current order book is 80 crores. So do you think you have sufficient orders to be able to kind of meet this revenue guidance? So that's my first question. Second is, if you look at your debtor days, it's gone up sharply when you compare it with the previous financial year. So I wanted to understand the reason behind that. And third is, the margins fell during this latest half-yearly period. And you talked about increase in the input prices, especially commodities. So which commodity are we talking about specifically wherein the prices went up by more than 100%? So these are my three questions.
Okay. Sorry, what was the first question you said? Hello?
Hello.
My
first question was on your guidance. So you've guided for 135 crores this year.
The order book is how you are going to maintain it.
Yeah. So we are pretty much
confident on the order book because right now also we are having an 80 crores order book. And as I told you, we are able to see a lot of capex coming in, and also those capex are getting closed down also. So, and new requirements also coming in from pharma, from agrochemicals, and from specialty chemicals. So, yes, we are definitely expecting that we will have a good order book. And not only that, now in the coming months, we are going to exhibit in Japan also. It's not exactly, I would say, exhibit, but we have signed the NDA also with one of our reputed manufacturers over there in Japan, who are into similar kind of manufacturing. So they were interested in one of our products also. So they have their stall, they are exhibiting in one of the exhibitions. So they insisted us to participate through them in the exhibition. So yes, so there also we are doing that. And not only that, recently also we had some discussions with one of a very reputed USA manufacturer who's into similar kind of equipments like mixers and everything. So they themselves have approached us also for sort of collaboration. So currently we are in talks with them. Nothing as such concrete, but yes, but they have put the foot forward, not us, but because of that. So definitely that also we are seeing that will also go on the floor definitely because it is looking good for us. So with all these things going, yes, we are, and with the domestic market also doing good now. So we are expecting the order book to be going upwards only. Yes. And what was the second question?
Yeah, my second question was on the data days. So it shot up sharply. Data days, the receivable days.
Yeah, because I think we had a very high sales in this last quarter. So because of that, we will see the receivables and certainly look higher since it was just the sales. I was done in the last 2 months, I think February and March. So generally, a lot of customers, it is around 30 days or 45 days or like that, something. So yes, the receivables are there right now, but I think it will come down going ahead.
My final question was on the commodity wherein you talked about more than 100% increase in the input cost. So which commodity are we talking about? Because your margins were impacted.
Basically, the raw material prices are inflated. Means a lot of fluctuations you can see in the raw material prices. The stainless steel also and the nickel alloys also. And also, I think we have increased our workforce also. So that is also we are targeting now a huge business also to cater those business. I think definitely we need to have a good mix of manpower over here with in all various different departments also. So because of that also, you will see that difference over there.
But if you look at the first 2 months of this financial year, which is April and May, How does the pricing scenario look?
Pricing wise,
commodities are concerned.
It is pretty much the same only, I would say. Not much of a difference though. Pretty much the same what we had seen in the last 5-6 months.
Okay. Yeah. So if I can squeeze in one final question.
Yes.
Yeah. So if we look at the current capacity, what is our capacity utilization? Not counting in for the additional capacity, but the existing capacity that we had. So where are we as far as capacity utilization is concerned?
The existing capacity is almost, I think, 90% is utilized. It was utilized earlier also. So that was the base. That was the main need to do the expansion also. Because for us, for when we make this equipment, we require a lot of space while manufacturing this equipment. And sometimes it is like that. A lot of customers sometimes delay it or don't clear it out fast. So again, it blocks a lot of space also sometimes. Then again, the raw material storage is there. So sometimes that also becomes a very congested area. So with all those things, yes, we are utilizing this current facility a lot.
And so with the expanded capacity now in place, what is the peak revenue we can hit with all the capacities in place?
As I told, I think we are targeting 175 this year.
175 is the target for this year. I'm talking about what is the potential with this asset base. What is the maximum revenue you can hit? Like, can it be 300 crores or something over the next 2 or 3 years, something of that sort?
Yeah, next 2 or 3 years, yes, definitely. Next, if you see in the next 3 years, there's definitely 300 crores is what we are targeting.
Yeah, with the same capacity. You need not
yes,
add any
with
new
the,
capacity.
With the expansion picking in, yes, with that facility, yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Sri Krishna Bhutra from AIM Realtors. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Thanks for giving me the opportunity. So, basically, we had a con call in March, on I think around 27th of March. During that con call, the revenue guidance that was given for FY26 was 200 crores and the order book that we expect, like had at that point, was around 90 CR. However, in the investor presentation, it is mentioned as 80 CR for 31st, like as on 31st March, and maybe because of certain orders getting delivered. So,
yes.
What is the order book as on date? Is it still 80 crores?
Yes, yes, it is 80 crores because again, in last 2 months, we have dispatched also and orders are added also. So definitely, that's why the order book is right now around 80 crores.
Okay. And so again, coming back to my earlier question, which was 200 crores of target given for FY26, we have now reduced it to 175 crores. Even though we are seeing some upbeat orders which are coming in the market and kind of customers putting up capacities. So is it like we are being more conservative or our stance has changed from earlier 200 crores to 175?
We have the figure in the mind of 200, but we don't want to necessarily hype it out and give a much bigger figure. We will be targeting 200 definitely, but we might end up somewhere near to that 135. Because again,
okay.
lot of factors are there towards the end of the year. Sometimes customer doesn't pick up. There are sometimes delays in happening. Sometimes the plants are not ready. So, this is because we every year we face those things.
Okay, okay. Since we were at the end of the year almost, like, you know, we did commit that the EBITDA margins would go up to 22%, but it has been around 14-15% for FY25. Are we seeing those margins to kind of gradually go to 15% for FY26 or we expect it to be 15% for FY26 and not gradually.
So it will gradually go.
Okay, okay. And for FY27, we still have around 20-22% in mind, or is it?
We are expecting that way. If the market stays the same going ahead also, then yes.
And the revenue target is 300 crores that we have in mind, or have
yes,
we reduced
yes.
that?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Again, one question on the inventory, and I may sound a bit repetitive over here, but we mentioned that there was margin erosion in H1 FY25 because of steel prices going down, and or maybe the revenue was lower because of steel prices going down. Now, has the steel prices going up also had an impact on our revenue, or is it because, like, how is the formula connected? Or do you have, like, order books based on historical steel prices, or is it changed based on the delivery?
Steel prices do play a part, but not that much, I would say. Mainly, it is with the orders. I think mainly with the drop in the global market with the pharma and the chemicals. So that's why the revenues had dropped with respect to that. And mainly, whatever orders which were visible, so they were at a bit of a lower margin. So. And to maintain that order book also, we had to grab those orders and not leave those. So even though they are at a bit of a low margin, so because of that, yes, the margins did take a hit a little bit.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Those were great from my end. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Sharon Gadge, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. So, I have a question that you are...
Sorry to interrupt, Sharon. Can you please be a little louder?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, please.
Yes.
So, your peers, like glass and equipment players, are trying to expand in your domain and are having a pilot plan. So, how do you see that, like, on this front? And my second question is... Same repetitive question on the receivable part, like, is it going to continue? Because I could see 3x jump from the last year, and is it going to continue, or is it due to the high sales in H2, like, it won't, this is the one-off for this year?
First question, what is it? What is the first one? What pilot plans, what you said?
Yeah, so the glass-lined equipment players are trying to expand in your domain and are having like pilot plans for the filters and dryers. So how do you see that, and how do you see the competition in this trend, sir?
In the pilot plant section, you are saying?
No,
okay,
they are coming to you in your domain, right, and are having pilot plans. Like, how do you, are you having any pilot plans for the dryer?
Yeah. With all our equipments, what the range which we have, the product portfolio we have, we are having all pilot plants with us. So because a lot of customers, generally whenever they put a new project, a new greenfield project, so a lot of customers are not aware sometimes that which of the equipments will suit the, will be compatible with this particular product. So most of them do take trials in our pilot plant. So we have the complete range of pilot plants over here.
How do you see the competition here? Because two players actually try to expand in your domain from their glass line thing, because they are finding the glass line industry in a big downturn. So are they seeing any competition? And
I would say there are two of them are there, but I would consider only one of them as a competition with respect to the process equipments like filters and dryers, because the other one is not that usually doing filters and dryers, and he doesn't have that expertise also to make those sort of dry filters and dryers in so much numbers also, because we ourselves have done a lot of rectification and repair work for those equipments which customers are sent to us from the other manufacturers. So yeah, with one of them we do have the competition, but I think even in that also they doesn't take much of those pilot scale equipments or even a very, very used scale. Like I would say we have a good capability, like a filter dryer. If you say we have a small 2-liter filter dryer also, and we also have a 20,000 filter dryer also. So that is something range which we have at our end. not all of them have that sort of arrangement because that sort of design is not there with everyone. So in and out, you can make a lot of NMDs, but again, those NMDs have to perform also. Should give a good performance. So that is very important. And over the years, that has only helped us to grab more and more orders. Even the one of our competitors who has a much bigger name, I would say, just to say it, a much bigger name. But even though with that, we were able to capture those orders and get those orders just because of the performance which our equipment have done over the years.
And sir, one more question, sir. You told in the last con call that we are not going from equipment, selling equipment, so this strategic solution, complete solution for our customers in the last con call. So how is that panning out, sir? Because that will give you more margin and
Yes, we are now pitching to a lot of customers that generally whenever a project is a new project is there in the line, so there are lot many equipments other than the filter dryers which are there. So yes, definitely when it comes to some stainless steel reactors, nickel alloy reactors, then some mixers, blenders, even some high nickel alloy tanks, and then this filter dryer. So whenever any new big project is there, so definitely we are approaching that way. And I think Harman Phenochem was that one of the customers who came to us with this multiple solution, multiple equipments. So we did supply him reactors, we did supply filters, dryers, some blenders. So with that we had got that start, and now we are pitching with a lot of customers and approaching them in the similar way. So that is the difference over there.
Okay, sir. So how is our investment in Bangladesh? So last time you told we are in a tricky situation. Has that improved, sir, on that?
Whatever happened in Bangladesh, but after that I think we did participate in all the exhibitions also, I think in the month of February. Were there, and we did got a good response also over there. Means even though what had happened in the country with respect to that, but still the response was pretty much good over there. And also whatever supplies we had done to the pharmaceuticals over there, so now they are under operational, and now they are already started also with their productions. So going ahead, yes, we are expecting that they should be going into the second phase also at their end. And we have received also some of the new requirements just few weeks back only from one of the customers to whom we have supplied the equipment also over there. So we are saying that they will pick up again. It will take time though, but they will pick up.
Okay, so great news, sir. Can you just explain on the receivables, whether the receivable will be same for hereafter? Because I could see 3XM, which was not there in other cases, in other years.
Receivables, so, generally, whatever receivables are there because of the sales which we did in the last 2 months of the financial year. And generally, a lot of customers have a payment terms of 30 days, 45 days. Being an MSME, more than 45 days, generally, is not what we go. But because of that, the receivables will be visible over there in that particular cycle.
So it won't be there for the next year, sir, with respect to our
No. And the number of days will be definitely not that much, definitely.
Oh, okay, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Garvit from Invest Analytics. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for the follow-up. I just want to ask, you are saying we are seeing good traction in the market in the terms of expected orders and customers are KPS picking up at the customer's end, particularly on the pharma and agrochemical side. So I just want to ask, earlier we were having a target of around, I think, 200 CR for this year. So why we are reducing our guidance to 175?
In earlier also same questions one of the person had asked. We are targeting to 200, but we also don't want to give some unrealistic figures also, because again the market has to stay over the year like this. So, whatever figures I have given is with respect to the current situation. If the market stays pretty much strong like that, we would be definitely targeting 200 share. But again, sometimes the supplies are also not picked up by a lot of customers. Sometimes there are delay at customers' end. So we might end up to near to 175 share because of that.
That means 175 when you are saying this is after accounting for all this kind of downside, right? And this is the minimum number.
This year also had the same. This year also we were very much easily going to reach 150, but few of the dispatches were not done. So because of that, we ended up around 135.
Perfect. And secondly, you mentioned very well, we are seeing some traction. But if you can put some color in the terms of the kind of quantum of orders are we expecting in next, say, 4 to 5 months, and which are the major areas from where we are seeing these orders?
Yes, as I told you, in just this 2 months also, we got a good mix of orders, morely from pharma, I think. Some of the key customers, and I would say very big customers, they placed an order upon us. And also going ahead, because whatever I see every day, a lot of requirements are coming in every day, and most of them are coming from pharma and from agro. So yes, going ahead, we do see these two sectors performing well, and these two sectors are the ones which have performed well over the years also. If you leave the last 2 years, but before that, they have been doing good. So yes, I'm expecting the order flow coming from these two sectors more.
And the quantum?
Quantum, yes, I think quantum, see, generally what happens ki, I would say pharma might be a bigger quantum as compared to the chemicals, because the chemical business is will give you less margins as compared to the pharma business.
By quantum, I mean like the amount of orders that you are seeing.
How many orders?
Amount of order value in INR terms.
It's not possible for me to put up a figure in INR. But yes, quantum-wise, pharmaceuticals is the higher.
Got it. And lastly, on the mix side, geographical mix basically, so this year export was a little down. How do you see export for
FY26? May I please request you to rejoin the queue?
Just last question. Sorry. It's a follow-up.
Yes, what?
I'm asking how do you see export to follow in FY26?
I think right now what we are doing is, if you see by the start of this year, we are targeting a lot of geographies. Like we went to Bangladesh. Then last year when Ladesar was there, we had gone to Indonesia over there. So this Japanese connection has happened because of the Indonesia exhibition. So they approached us over there, they saw us over there, and this is how the Japanese connection has been developed. So now we are going to Japan also this year. And again in August, I think we are exhibiting at Jordan also. And I think maybe by the end of the year, we are trying to exhibit in Russia also. So yes, we are targeting these geographies because we can see some requirements coming up from these regions. So that is the reason we are exhibiting. And the reason to exhibit is that until we don't exhibit, we also don't come to know how big the market is over there. Because a lot of local people approach us over there. And then we are able to gauge what sort of market this will give. So I'm expecting, since we are approaching, we are exploring so much of geographies, so definitely you will see a pretty steady exports also happening this year.
Thank you very much.
Recently, I think we closed on an order also from Israel, so which was good for us.
Got it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to take questions from all participants in the conference, please restrict yourself to only one question per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, we request you to rejoin the queue. We have our next question from the line of Keshav from BHH Securities. Please go ahead.
thank you so much. Thank you so much for giving me an opportunity, Rohan. I really, really miss your father. He was a very dear friend of mine, and we had regular conversations, and I have many meetings with him. So it's with a lot of sorrow and a lot of grief I'm right now in. I need to ask some questions. So basically, we had EBITDA margins of 28% in the first half. And in the second half, the EBITDA margins have dropped sharply. So when we take orders from a client, do we factor in possible increases in raw material prices and then give a quote to the client? And when a client gives us an order, is it against the advance of 10 or 20% of the order value? And what do we do to insulate ourselves from raw material price increases?
See, basically, what you said is correct. The raw material prices are fluctuating a lot. So whenever the customers place us the order, so we have to look into the raw material prices also. But sometimes, again, the competition is so fierce that, and since the market was also down, so looking at those things, we have to again select like what set of orders we can book. So we have to look at the margins, and even though the margins are a bit down than what we used to take it, but to maintain the order book, we have to get those orders at the lower margins. So
Ladi sir had done the maiden call where he had very clearly said, your father Prakash Ladi sir, that he's not going to compromise on margins and he'll only take those orders where the margins are there. If the margins are not there, he's not going to take those orders. And in fact, you had phased out UPL and those kind of clients which have not given you the margins which you're looking at. That is what Ladi sir had mentioned as a philosophy. Now, you've guided for 175 crores for FY25-26. That's the current year. And for next 26-27, you've given a guidance of 275 crores sales. So are we going to have EBITDA margins which we had in the first half of 28%? Will we be able to get those margins? Or you're looking at lower EBITDA margins for FY25-26 and 26-27?
So 28% won't be there, but we are looking at somewhere around 20% at least, 20-22% EBITDA margin.
Got it. Now, this is a passing on 29 December 2024. So as I was in close connect with him, he had identified a process equipment company in Ankleshwar, which he was looking to go and, you know, had to have a conversation with a view of making an acquisition. So do you have any idea? Are you having any plans of doing any inorganic growth, any acquisition?
Yes. In fact, that particular company was identified by me only. Ladi sir was just following that lead from given by me. But I think since Ladi sir passed away, so my focus at that particular, and he passed away at a very wrong time, I would say, because we were
it is a big shock for me personally.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What
so even for the same for me also, because it was very shocking for me being his son, something was not expected that he would go like all of this in a very sudden way. So it for me took us some time to grab all the things and to look into everything. So I had to prioritize a lot of things considering the financial year ending and all those things. So I little bit didn't focus on that considering the March and everything. But yes, after that we had discussions on that part, and already I think we had discussed one or two times with that Ankleshwar vendor also. Hopefully in this year we would be doing something with it, and we are trying to see whether we can collaborate with them.
Okay, so this can potentially add 100 crores.
Sorry to interrupt,
not 100, but around 50 to 60 it can add.
Got it. Okay, that's all from my end. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for giving me an opportunity. And please accept my condolences again. Thank you so much.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, please limit yourself to only one question per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, we request you to rejoin the queue. The next question is from the line of Amit Ajicha from HG Hawa. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you for the opportunity. And sorry to hear about your father, sir. Sir, my question was connected to like the order book. Like, could you provide visibility into the 80 crore order book and expected execution timeline and margin profile for that order?
Sorry, what? Can you say again?
the 80 crore order book visibility, expected execution timeline and margin profile for those?
Okay, execution and timeline.
Yes.
This 80 crore order book is mostly, I think, we are in May, around, I think, August to September, I guess.
Execution will be completed by September?
Yes.
And so we would like to visit the plant whenever the company organizes.
Yeah. You can, you are very much welcome. You can just let us know well in advance so that we can, you are welcome over here accordingly.
Thank you, sir, and all the best for the future.
Sure.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Manish Kela, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, I'm going to repeat my question once again on the commodity price increase. So you talked about more than 100% increase in the price of raw materials itself, while I understand that there was also increase in employee costs and other operating expenses. So you specifically talked about a couple of commodities, which was steel and nickel. So I tracked steel very closely. Under discussion, and nickel also, when I look at the price chart, I'm not able to see such a big variance. So when you say that the raw material prices more than doubled, I mean, I'm kind of looking for a answer.
I didn't say it is doubled, it is increased, but it's not doubled.
But that's what your investor presentation says. Maybe you can look up to your investor presentation. That is what it says.
Okay, it might be with respect to nickel and nickel alloys or something like that. I think the presentation is with respect to the overall half year, I would say. Not just in this couple of months, I would say. If you see, if you compare last 6 to 8 months, the prices have fluctuated a lot. Like if you see last year around November or October, the prices were on the high, well, different what they are right now.
But it's not more than 100%.
In our equipment, if you see, 80% is the raw material.
Yeah, I understand. But because
so the raw material is the main thing which affects us.
Got it, all right. And I am only quoting as to what is mentioned on the PPT. The PPT says that there is more than
But it is not just from 1 or 2 months. It is over the half year generally. It's not just from 1 or 2 months data.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraint, that would be the last question for today. And I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Any more questions?
So that was the last question for today.
Okay. So thank you, everyone. I would like to thank you, everyone, for taking out the time and attending this call. And I'm also thankful to each and every member of the BW group. And as well as our clients, creditors, and the bankers, and the financial institutions, and all our other stakeholders also. And for any further queries or information, please get in touch with our investor relations team. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of BEW Engineering Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.